Week 9, Lesson 2, Bigots Get Publicity. Today, the blatant bigot, the leader of a lunatic fringe, and the hate monger, each with his tiny entourage, find it relatively easy to attract publicity. Newspapers give space to the virulent activities of those agitators on the grounds that they are noteworthy. TV producers and radio executives, seeking for sensationalism, often extend a welcome to such controversial characters. "Yes," said the host of one such program, "we invite bigots, but it is only for the purpose of making them look ridiculous by displaying their inane policies to the public." Some civic-minded organizations have answered, however, that the hosts are not always equipped to demolish those guests, and even if they were, the audience would still be exposed to the venom that they spew forth.